Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
System isn't dying, it's dead. But they want to take us with them. And that's the big takeaway. Major glitches in the matrix. I can tell you that almost everyone that works for mainstream corporate news is following the directives to divide and conquer the country and the world, do not buy into it, and actually don't even like it. And the last straw with even the more evil ones is they realize they're not even exempt from the poison shots in the final equation. Wow. Thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday, November 21st, worldwide broadcast. We have two very informative individuals joining us. One is Drew Hernandez at the bottom of the hour to talk about the big self-defense trial of the century with Rittenhouse and the aftermath of that and what comes next. And then a lawyer that worked on the case and worked on jury selection, Robert Barnes. Robert Barnes got us in contact with Rittenhouse, got his mom on the show. And so he's definitely been an insider on that whole deal. And so he's going to be joining us coming up in the second hour. Then there's Sunday Live with Owen Schroyer, 6 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Let's put that headline back on screen for everybody. Because the time we're living in is so momentous. I just wanted to sink in and kind of marinate our minds in this point. Sunday Live, humanity's winning. The globalist New World Order system isn't dying, it's dead, but they want to take us with them. What does that mean? There's a lot to unpack there, and I'm going to try to get to it coming up in the second segment. I'm going to really kick off the main broadcast. Some stations join us here in just a few minutes. But here's what you need to know. Dying corrupt systems usually take a lot of people with them in a big, big way. And so you need to understand historically, in fact, will you guys print me the definition of genocide? I sent it in, but I guess I didn't get it. And when a system is about to go down, the instinct and the default position is to engage in a giant war and or a genocide. And so that's where we are. But it's a new type of genocide. So many people, prominent people that I tried to wake up almost 2 years ago when they launched this whole Great Reset takeover, the fact that this was a designed collapse of society, bigger than the virus killing people will be the breakdown of civilization by people being locked up and not going out, the supply chain disruptions and mass starvation, and of course, the inevitable wars that will come out of that, the angrier world that Klaus Schwab talks so much about. What you're seeing is worldwide martial law being imposed. And we always knew lockdowns were coming. We always knew war were coming. We always knew for the quote unvaccinated they were coming. And we always knew they would start saying, oh, you need a shot every 6 months. And then you need a shot every 2 months. And then you need a shot every month. And you ask, how many shots? And they say, whatever it takes to slowly kill you. Because one shot's a little too obvious, kill you right away. Though some people it has the desired effect a little too quickly. And so that's where this is all going. This is just genocide out in the open. And we have all the admissions and all the monsters involved in this, Fauci and the rest of them, that are calling for our arrest for exposing them. We have free speech, you little monster. They're the ones that cooked it up and released the pretext for all this. And they're members of eugenics clubs publicly.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The circle is now complete.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Sunday, November 21st, 2021. I am your host, Alex Jones. I want to thank you all for being here today. If you go to InfoWars.com, you will see today's show headline that I'm going to read for folks here on air one more time because it's so important. Humanity is winning. The globalist New World Order system isn't dying. It's dead. But they want to take us with them. And here is a excellent example of that. NIH director calls for COVID conspiracists. It's a new little term they've got. To be brought to justice and arrested for telling the truth about them. Now, this man lied to Congress and said there was no gain of function. He was over it with Fauci and Bill Gates. This man is a mass murderer. This man needs to be arrested, along with Fauci and Bill Gates. This man is a globalist, depopulationist, and he's on record being connected to those groups and organizations, just like Bill Gates and Fauci and the rest of these scallywags. That's too good of a word for him. And so he goes on to say the conspiracy theorists, conspiracists, are winning. And they must not just be censored, they must be arrested. He says their narratives are failing. Well, yes. And if we don't get arrested or we don't get shut down, as you hit the panic button, you guys are all going to go to prison. As usual, a bunch of old, inbred elitists thought they could take over the world, thought they could depopulate people, and you triggered a war. Millions of people are on the streets worldwide. The police are now and military beginning to join them en masse. It's only a matter of time till they call in special units and they end up killing citizens, and then the population is going to go into the major capitals and they're going to grab the globalist traitors by the scruffs of their necks and they're going to march them out and they're going to hang them in the square. I mean, look at these images from around the world. Millions in the streets in Italy. Millions in the streets in Germany. Millions in Austria. Our news will spin and go, oh, there was a 10,000 in the streets. And they'll show up-close shots of people marching down a street. No, how about millions, hundreds of thousands in London alone? And it's just getting started. So let's get to all that next segment. But let's look at these facts first. So these are facts, and these are big wake-up calls for everybody. Transparency. FDA wants 55-year delay to provide Pfizer COVID vaccine data. And I know that came out last Wednesday, but it's just now starting to hit major papers, and they're trying to defend. Well, we do want to keep the data secret for 55 years. Why the hell when you did an emergency authorization for something and you say it's totally safe and now it's out there in the public and we know it's killing people and maiming them in mass, would you then say, oh, it's good to keep that data secret? See, they're testing to see if they can kill us and get away with it. And then once the rest of the governments of the world sign on to this, well, now they're ready for their next big step and the training wheels come off. The COVID is just the training wheels. It's beta. The next stuff they hit us with, if we submit, we're dead. If we submit, they go, okay, we got them locked down. They're not going to struggle or take things back when we bring in martial law and really absolutely release a real weapon on them, a super weapon on them. If you behave and comply, you're marked for dead. You're all being analyzed and assessed right now in live time by this exterminist cult. So transparency. FDA wants 55-year delay to provide Pfizer COVID vaccine data. Now, what does that tell you? That's a pretty big deal, isn't it? Here's Fauci. We got the video of this. Fauci says Americans may need boosters every 6 months. I told you 20 months ago that was coming. It was in the Pfizer documents to shareholders, their whole plan to remove the immune system and then make you have gene therapies for regular viruses and things before you'll die without it. You'll have to have them all the time, but they also slowly kill you. That's not just a science fiction plot for most science fiction books, like you name it. The Stargate TV shows, every science fiction TV program that from Twilight Zone, you name it, has this script. And now you're living it because you're in the year 2021. They're actually doing it. Fauci says Americans may need boosters every 6 months. And he says this. Fauci says babies and toddlers eligible. And as soon as they say eligible, that means they're going to force you within a week. First it's, oh, FDA authorizes boosters for adults. Oh, now it's mandatory. The headlines last week were, well, they're about to make boosters mandatory too, or you'll go to jail. You'll be fired. Fauci says babies, toddlers are eligible for COVID jabs next year, first quarter, just a few months away. Oh, yes. And notice whatever he says will happen, because if the FDA board doesn't approve it, they'll just remove them and put another board in. With people saying, well, I guess we got to find out what this does. Remember 3 weeks ago when they approved it for children 5 up to 11? And the one of the members of the board said on TV, well, we got to find out what it does. We never tested it. Oh, but now you did test it in the public, and we don't get to find out till the year 2070-something. Here's some more headlines. Vaccinated English adults under 60 are dying at twice the rate of unvaccinated people the same age. That's now in the Lancet Medical Journal, the British Medical Journal, and on the official UN Lancet and John Hopkins data dashboards that are the global standards. Isn't that nice? Not just Austria. Here are some of the other countries making COVID-19 vaccination compulsory for everyone. Dun, 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 dun. Forbes. And you know, these guys just say it, and you better do it. And then the head of, 2 weeks ago, the head of Pfizer says, I want to arrest people that disagree with us. And I said, watch, you'll see our leaders say that within a couple weeks, and now they're saying arrest us, because he's the boss. I mean, he actually might be a robot. You've seen the videos where his whole neck, like, he gulps and his whole neck, like it's a piston, goes up and down. I mean, these are some weirdos, man. These are some really freaky dudes. I mean, they might be aliens. I don't have any proof of that. I'm just saying, hypothetically, like, they're aliens in plastic suits or something. Because, I mean, if aliens came here and wanted to kill us in a science fiction plot, this is how they do it. Then they got, like, weird rubber skin and stuff. I mean, I don't know. The media will run with Jones says they're aliens with rubber skin. It's satire. I'm illustrating how out of control they are. NIH director again calls for COVID conspiracists to be brought to justice. That's why I said earlier the circle is now complete. It was the conspiracist Alex Jones 28 years ago reading their own documents, and they're going to set up a world government using viruses as control, and then they'll arrest anybody that points it out. They're going to break up our families and give us a world ID digital number system. And then now it's all here, and if we don't like it, oh, we need to be arrested. We said they're going to set up a world government and start arresting people that say no to the forced inoculation. That's in 4 or 5 of my films. There's video of me 20 years ago, 18 years ago, 11 years ago, 10 years ago. Hundreds of videos. I just magically pulled it out of the air. No, it was out of their documents. And now we're, if you talk about them arresting you, or you talk about them forcibly inoculating you, or how it doesn't really work, you need to be arrested. Exactly what we're saying. And that they'd have martial law and lockdowns and all of it. Because it was a damn plan. I mean, again, Operation Lockstep from 2011 is the entire program we're under. And then you dovetail it and overlay it with SPAR's 2023 document, where they war game. It's really 2020 to 2023, but they say 2023 to 2025 and out. You overlay it, and it's happening in real time, even down to the same tweets, already pre-programmed and pre-written 3 years before, even firing, in many cases, on the same dates. They just give them scripts and say, here was that tabletop drill we did, and it's the exact program. I mean, they got it all figured out, and all we got to do is figure them out, and it's game over. But if we just keep responding and reacting to the new BS they put out, we're going to lose everything. But if we just pull back and go, oh, there's their whole operation, New World Order, it's game over. Again, you could argue maybe they didn't know that this wasn't a vaccine, it was going to kill a bunch of people. One out of a million. But even that, well, I'll explain when we come back. This is really important.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Think you have no memory. They count on that. Remember, Fauci said, oh, the vaccine's 96% effective. It's really a vaccine. We said, no, it's a gene therapy. It will erase your immunity, and you'll have to continue to have the shots to even live. That's the plan. That's what all the top scientists said, literally, before they even started the injections. We got the secret CDC document that they then published and made public via the FDA, that where they said it's going to cause microcarditis and heart attacks in October of last year. I mean, let that sink in. This is really happening. Thanks for tuning in here to the Alex Jones Show Sunday edition. And then just 2 weeks ago, Fauci and Gates and a bunch of others come out and say, oh, turns out it doesn't work. You're going to need shots every few months. When it was all in the prospectus documents to shareholders a year and a half ago that this was permanent. And I played you Pfizer executives and top scientists from their groups going, oh, this is going to be great. Yeah, we've already done our own secret trials, and we found that it will get rid of the immune system, so you'll need shots every few months. And they're like smiling about it. I played those clips over and over again. They go on TV and brag to each other. Remember the guy that wrote Obamacare? Forget his name. Jonathan Gruber. He went on C-SPAN and bragged, oh, no one can come up with a plan to deceive the boomers to sign on to Obamacare. So even though it tripled their prices, I wrote up a plan to lie and deceive them in Congress, and we got it passed. And he's getting a standing ovation at a university. Well, he goes, I lied. I helped deceive. Oh, yay. Oh, so good. He just had a lie. And Ezekiel Emanuel on Fox News going, Obamacare is going to bankrupt the economy. We're going to take over and have Cloward and Piven. I mean, he actually said that. He wasn't joking. They can't even help their hateful, nasty disdain. And now they're hitting us with a bioweapon and laughing at us. It's unbelievable. It's over the top. It's out of control. There's a little short boil down I found on Twitter, follow the COVID vaccine money. More like follow the lies and flip-flopping, and don't be like a goldfish. You only have a seven-second memory, because remember, whatever Fauci said a month ago is going to be different today, but how did I predict years before how the lies would unfold? Because they write prospectuses to their shareholders of why the stock's going up. They said this is a permanent global medical ID. The shots every 2 months, and they just keep building them up. You get used to that. Here it is.
There's been over a 20-to-1 return.
If you had put that money into an S&P 500 and reinvested the dividends, you'd come up with something like $17 billion, but you think it's $200 billion.
Here, yeah.
You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
These vaccines are highly, highly effective.
Vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
They're really, really good against variants.
Everyone who takes the vaccine is not just protecting themselves, but reducing their transmission to other people and allowing society to get back to normal.
Get your first shot, and when you're due for your second, get your second shot.
Our key goal is to stop the transmission, to get the immunity levels up so that you get almost no infection going on whatsoever.
When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
If you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be in an ICU unit, and you're not going to die.
If you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
Anyone who is fully vaccinated can participate in indoor and outdoor activities, large or small, without wearing a mask or physical distancing.
But what they can't do anymore is prevent transmission.
You know, we didn't have vaccines that block transmission. We got vaccines that help you with your health, but they only slightly reduce transmissions. We need a new way of doing the vaccine.
The level of virus in the nasopharynx of a person who's vaccinated and infected is the same level as the level of virus in the nasopharynx of an unvaccinated person.
Reports from our international colleagues, including Israel, suggest increased risk of severe disease amongst those vaccinated early.
And if you look at Israel, which has always been a month to a month and a half ahead of us, they are seeing a waning of immunity, not only against infection, but against hospitalizations and to some extent death. The booster might actually be an essential part of the primary regimen that people should have.
The plan is for every adult to get a booster shot.
Clearly one of the best investments I've ever been involved in.
Well, there you go. And, of course, they'll try to block that on Twitter and Instagram saying it's edited deceptively. No, they said all that. They did all that. That's very accurate. Including the one where Gates says, I've made a 20-to-1 profit on vaccine investment. And he has. And the media goes, well, he's a philanthropist. He gave all his money away to his own other foundations and other businesses that he owns. So he takes the money, it's tax-free, goes back into other companies, gets it all back tax-free, and keeps investing it and calling it tax-exempt, saying it's a donation. It's just because he's an insider. They're in the club. He doesn't pay taxes. Got it? He pays taxes when he buys a hamburger, sales tax, and he hates that, okay? They're monsters. They're not like us. Let me just show you this again. Transparency. FDA wants 55-year delay to provide Pfizer COVID vaccine data. Boy, what's that tell you? Now they want to give it to babies. Fauci said so. He's our boss. And then look at this. Vaccinated English adults under 60 are dying at twice the rate of unvaccinated people the same age. This is from the British government's own official numbers. They can't even hide it. It just keeps coming out everywhere. And same numbers are coming out worldwide. They also, now we know, when Pfizer suppressed this data in the live studies they've been doing on humans in the last year and a half. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Oh, but look, NIH director calls for COVID conspiracy theorist, conspiracist. A conspiracist is in on, the word conspiracist is like you conspire to rob a bank. Or you conspire to cook up a virus and release it to create fear and then roll out a gene therapy that raises people's immune systems and gives them heart attacks. But now those of us that are exposing their conspiracy, their criminal operation, we're the conspiracists. See the inversion of reality. Global government, global ID, world forced inoculation. Doesn't protect you. Erases your immune system. That's the real numbers. Kills you at twice the rate of other people that didn't take it. And they want to arrest the conspiracists. Well, you know what? I'll take my chances with the arrest then. And yes, I know you're working around the clock to get me arrested and cook some charges. And oh, Jones doesn't get a jury trial and a defamation suit. Guilty until proven guilty, period. We'll just decide how guilty you are. And they brag. We want to silence him because this is an authoritarian takeover. This is an attack on everybody, and anybody fighting back is going to be under attack by the system. They've weaponized the judiciary. They've weaponized it all over the world. The police are attacking men, women, and children who try to go outside. Oh, because of the virus that the very UN and very group taking over created and released on record. Oh, no, though. The former head of the NIH, he wants everybody arrested. Oh, exposes you? You're the one that's going to get arrested. You bit off more than you can chew. You got that? You got it? Okay, we're on a collision course. Glad you got it, son.
There are so many crappy brands of energy products, energy drinks, energy powders, energy pills. And look, almost all of them work, but they're toxic and they've got incredible downsides. Horrible crashes and, again, so many toxins in them. All of the nootropic products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com are clean, are pure, are highest quality, and they're long-lasting, and they help focus your mind. And right now, our strongest product of the three nootropics we have, Rainforce Plus, Rainforce Ultra, and Turbo Force, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Turbo Force has been sold out for more than 6 months. It's back in stock with free shipping, 40% off. It is 10 hours of clean energy without the big crash. And it's available right now, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's Sunday, November 21st, and we're 33 minutes into this live, original, frontline report. Well, Drew Hernandez is an investigative journalist and on-the-ground videographer, who we were already aware of previous to his amazing work in Kenosha. And, of course, we've had a chance to work with him some. But he really was the star witness for Rittenhouse, other than Rittenhouse himself. And his footage was the most powerful. Elijah Schaefer's, I would say, was a close second. They both did an excellent job. A lot of other people did. And it's just those neutral eyes and ears there as humans, but also the electric eye, documenting what really happened that didn't let MSM put Rittenhouse in prison and all of our rights to
self-defense in prison for life. But the fact is they still tried it, and they censored. I was reviewing this the last few days since the verdict. They censored so many people. I mean, they took bank accounts away from so many people we know that are journalists and their credit cards, you name it, for supporting Rittenhouse. In fact, we got debanked. I never made a big deal about it last year again for supporting, well, earlier this year for supporting Rittenhouse. It was right after we had his mother on from their home, and it was 2 days later, bam. So, and I'm not here playing the victim. I'm saying this is tyranny. You hear about the Red Scare and some persecution of people that were communist, and I don't agree with that, because once you persecute them, you'll get persecuted too. But this is thousands of times worse than that. And, you know, we think about discriminating against somebody for what color they are is wrong, and I agree with that. Well, then what about discrimination for your political beliefs, your ideas? But we're all vindicated. But how many police officers, lost their jobs for saying they supported Kyle Rittenhouse? A lot. How many got fired because the left hacked into databases of his fundraiser and found who they were? These are terrorists. These are bullies. These are dangerous people. And giving into them and backing down to them has gotten us the place we are, where hordes and masses of mainly white pedophiles and meth heads, but there's some black and Hispanic ones in there as well. Can't really ever see any Asians in there. I'm just being honest. They want to make everything racial. I'll talk about the racial group I'm seeing here. It's mainly flipped out, virtue signaling, Caucasian, meth head, devil worshiper, pedophile types. You know, Antifa, who are actually the fascists. Here's a few clips from Drew Hernandez to get his take, you know, after this has already sunk in since Friday. But here's just a smattering of what's going on. We got MSNBC's saying that Rittenhouse verdict is a warning to white BLM supporters that race traitors can be shot. Total lie, total fraud, total garbage. Here's another one. MSNBC's Tiffany Cross says Rittenhouse is a, quote, little murderous white supremacist. Here's another one. Crowd chants in Chicago, the only solution is communist revolution, at Chicago's protest against the Rittenhouse verdict. And we've got the people shooting guns into buildings and going crazy and burning things. And we've got people marching saying they're going to get the white people in New York and all over the country, this type of crazy crap, when it was mobs of people running around burning down Section 8 housing and blue-collar car dealerships and small mom-and-pop gas stations. And people getting shot and people getting their jaws broken and you know, cops out, old black retired police officers out protecting somebody's store, getting shot in the chest and dying. I mean, that's the real world that happened here, not the fantasy land. And I got to say, though, we're going to go to Drew, we'll play these clips next segment. It shocks me to a level that I can't even believe this. When I see that Soros-funded prosecutor lying up there and trying to get witnesses to lie and being caught basically what I believe is crimes, and when I see the media worshiping and Hollywood stars calling the convicted five-time child rapist nicknames like poor little JoJo, some crazy pedophile running around screaming and attacking people and trying to stop Rittenhouse from putting out fires. I mean, this is satanic. So, Drew Hernandez, thank you for joining us. I don't blame you not going up there for the verdict. It's so dangerous. But, wow, what do you make of the aftermath, and what's your big takeaway from all this?
Alex, this is why InfoWars is always saying there is a war on for your mind. Literally, this was big tech and corporate media against independent media, the American people themselves. Why do I say that? Because can you imagine if myself and other independent reporters that were there on the ground that had their footage used in the trial were not there? The reality would be that Kyle Rittenhouse would be in prison right now if that footage did not exist and we had to rely on the fake news media cartel narrative in cahoots with big tech that Kyle Rittenhouse was a white supremacist that showed up as an active shooter to shoot a bunch of black people. That is 100% a lie from the pit of hell. That never happened. Kyle Rittenhouse did not shoot any black people. If anything, Kyle Rittenhouse shot a white child rapist, pedophile, that was charging him from behind, that was a threat to his life, and he shot him in self-defense. Joseph Rosenbaum was a child rapist. Joseph Rosenbaum was a child rapist. Joseph Rosenbaum was a child rapist. I'm going to say that over and over and over again, Alex, and here's why. Because you and I know how powerful you have the useful idiots with Disney, the Hollywood pedo elites, that are literally standing side by side with Joseph Rosenbaum right now, which is not a surprise, but people should realize and open up their eyes that they are the ones that stand with their own. And there's a reason why these people are standing with Joseph Rosenbaum. Number one, because it was based off of a lie, and these people stand with their own and they defend their own. This is a disgrace. Like you said, Alex, it's satanic, it's evil, but we literally have people calling for communist revolution, Black Lives Matter in Chicago over a child rapist because they think that he's a hero. He's not. He's not in any way, shape, or form. It's a disgrace.
Well, we have people that know he didn't cross state lines with a gun, that know he was there defending his dad's property, and they're up there knowingly, even after everything comes out about Rittenhouse, to say that he is a white supremacist out to murder white supporters of black people. They're definitely inciting violence against Rittenhouse is what's going on.
Absolutely. Listen, conservatives, right-wingers, you know, people are saying this isn't about race. This isn't about race. This is about race. And here's why. This is a strategic attack on white people. I'm not even white, and this bothers me. Because this is wrong. It's evil. Just because you're white doesn't mean that you're evil and some kind of racist white supremacist. But they ran with that with Kyle because they know there are millions of lemmings in the United States of America, in the world, that are just going to follow that, listen to that, not even question that, and just believe that as if it's 100% gospel truth. Listen, there is an all-out assault, slander on white people right now with this critical race theory garbage. It all ties in together, and it's a disgrace to this country. This is about race. And it's not about race because Kyle made it about race. It's because the fake news media cartel manipulates the minds of millions of people to believe that this was a white supremacist. They make it about race. It's an attack on white people, Alex. And for the record, I'm not white. I'm Hispanic. I'm brown. And this pisses me off, too.
Well, I mean, look, it's the ruling class trying to divide everybody. They're killing us all with inflation. They're destroying our country. They're trying to collapse us and get rid of our Bill of Rights and Constitution. It's a classic tactic. That's what the British Empire did in India. People say, well, Indians are all Indians. No, they're not. They're different. Some are Muslims. Some are Hindus. Some are Buddhists. You know, it's regional fights. And the British went in with less than 10,000 soldiers on average for hundreds of years and control everybody with sociology, knowing which groups to play off against each other. That's all this is. It's called the Great Game.
Absolutely. Saul Alinsky, right? Rules to radicals. The game plan is to what? Is to get people against each other. Get two classes. Pin them against each other. Get them to hate each other. Get them to destroy each other. Get them to kill each other for who they are based off of a lie. That's exactly what's happening in the United States of America. We need to wake up to this. It's literally, Saul Alinsky dedicated his book to Lucifer. Satan himself. This is the playbook. It's demonic. It's satanic. They want us to kill each other, Alex, and we have to wake up to the reality, and we have to see that this is literally strategically planned to dismantle the United States of America, and it's happening. It's happening, Alex, and we have to...
The good news is stay right there. Let's come back and talk about that and what you think is coming next and how we counter this. But again, we got Drew Hernandez here, as usual, kicking butt. He's on Twitter at Drew H. Live, DrewHLive.com as well. So bookmark that. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For a fraction of the cost of your cable bill or your phone bill, you could get so many of the incredibly powerful products at InfoWarsStore.com that will enrich your life, that will make your body so much more healthy, that will really boost and supercharge your immune system. But that's only part of it. You're also then funding an organization of maniacs that will not back down in the face of intimidation and attacks, that will not be slaves. People that think just like you and are willing to, quite frankly, die for freedom. I want to stay in the fight against the New World Order. So it's very simple. Everybody needs coffee. We got some of the best coffee you're going to find anywhere at a great deal. Everybody loves turmeric, knows how anti-inflammatory it is. You've got liquid and powder, 95% humanoid, and the body's powder. Nobody's got something like that. And it goes on and on. So do your shopping at InfoWars. Do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the Second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hernandez is a good friend of mine, and he's also a hero, because in a land of folks that have handed over their authority to the corrupt system, the corporate media, he is out there, not just in the case of Kenosha, but literally hundreds of times that I know of, where he got game-changing footage that absolutely went viral and woke the country up, like the footage of them cramming the children illegally in the back of cars, disappearing off to airports, and no records of what their real names are, being with them, in some cases not with their parents. I mean, this is criminal activity, ladies and gentlemen. And without people like Drew out there, and quite frankly, InfoWars, you know, magnifying it and being on the same story with him, that wouldn't have been out there. And so many times I look and who's the MVPs? It's a handful of us. And that's why I thank the listeners for keeping us on the field. Because without you, we wouldn't be here, and the enemy would be winning right now. And that's what's crazy, is that, you know, I got some calls the last few days by very prominent people, good people, and they just said, look, you're right about the whole world, and we were basically not able to deal with this because it's so shocking, but you're right, and we've got to take on the globalists, and we got to stop them, and we got to do it. And a lot of these are formerly liberal people who meant well but have been conned. And so the dam's breaking. The chain reaction's happening, but the system is panicking. And so the universities and all these systems are funded by big mega banks and taxpayers, but they're pushing communism because that's the system the globalists use to control China and so many other places. It's the mega rich funding that and using communism as a system to basically bring this country down. And Drew Hernandez mentioned this. Here's a video clip of it in Chicago. There's also a similar video out of New York where they're chanting, saying that communist revolution is the only way. Here it is. So the globalists cut off the food using COVID as the cover, cut off the jobs, people are hungry, and they tell them the answer is communism. But again, the banks will sit offshore and manage America just like they did Russia and China today. Here's Tiffany Cross. Again, this is par for the course, what they're saying on CNN and MSNBC. Here's just one of many clips we've got.
I find these people disgusting, Ellie. I'm disgusted at what I'm seeing. It's not just this trial, it's other trials. But this in particular, the fact that white supremacists roam the halls of Congress freely and celebrate this little murderous white supremacist, and the fact that he gets to walk the streets freely, it lets you know these people have access to instituting laws. They represent the legislative branch of this country. What are we to make of that?
Welcome to the modern Republican Party. This is what these people want, and this is what a majority of white people vote for. Right? When I say that a majority of white people are in favor of this kind of violence, it is because a majority of white people consistently vote Republican.
All right, I can't listen anymore, but turn it off. Now, so again, this is MSNBC. This is some of the biggest, most powerful corporations in the world telling you the revolutionaries with a bunch of people calling people white supremacists because they don't want their neighborhoods burned down by child molesters. Drew Hernandez.
Alex, this is literally what they want. What they do is they politicize these things in order to radicalize their base. Now, here's an example. Shortly after the verdict was literally issued to the entire world by a jury, Kyle Rittenhouse was found by a jury, okay, to be not guilty. He acted in self-defense. Shortly after, midget Jerry Nadler says justice cannot tolerate armed persons crossing state lines looking for trouble while people engage in First Amendment protected protest. The only problem with that statement, Alex, is that there was nobody protesting in Kenosha on night 1, 2, and 3. It was a riot. The First Amendment does not cover riots. But this is what
it
they
doesn't
do,
cover
Alex.
Burning down businesses and shooting
it
people?
It does not.
Oh.
It does not in any way, shape, or form. But what I'm trying to show people is they use the verbiage in order for people to think that what he's saying is true. They actually believe that Kyle showed up to shoot protesters. And then they go with that and they take to the streets and they defend child rapists like Joseph Rosenbaum in the middle of the streets calling for a communist revolution. People need to wake the hell up. These people are lying to you. They are lying to your face because they do not care about you, because they want to control you. When you have somebody that's peddling a lie to your brain, that is somebody that wants to control how you think. That's exactly what these deep state globalists do. And Jerry Nadler is trying to say that Kyle Rittenhouse went after peaceful protesters to use and exercise their First Amendment right, and that is justification for the DOJ to go after Kyle Rittenhouse now? This is the lie. These are the lies. There's no case for that, Alex. No case whatsoever. It is all political. They politicize this because they use their power, they abuse their power to go after their political opponents.
That's right. And now, since they've been caught lying all these years, they're just doubling down with bigger lies instead of stopping the lying, which makes more of the public wake up against them, so they only intensify. They're never going to give up. How do you think this all ends? That's question number two. But the first question, I should have said this up front, you're alluding to it. That's the show headline tonight. Biden's DOJ may bring federal charges against Rittenhouse after show trial collapse. And to do that, they have surrogates of the puppet president, and they have Nadler, as you just mentioned, himself saying they need to do this. So absolutely insane. And I guess the political FBI, even though it'll blow up in their face, they'll follow orders. I wouldn't be surprised if the Justice Department doesn't indict Kyle Rittenhouse.
Absolutely. I mean, think about it, Alex. What's the bigger picture here? Who's the one? Who's the one with the biggest microphone that literally used Kyle Rittenhouse's image as a poster boy for white supremacy as he was running for president on the campaign trail in 2020. It was Brandon. It was Joe Biden. It was him. Is Joe Biden fearing Kyle Rittenhouse suing him for defamation, and now he's going to sic the DOJ on Kyle because he knows the writing is on the wall, because he's literally responsible using the biggest microphone in the nation to paint this kid, defame this kid, slander this kid of being a white supremacist? I don't know. It could be true, Alex. I'm just speculating here, but it would not surprise me if the answer to that question is yes. Kyle Rittenhouse has no hardcore far-right, right-wing political history. The kid wanted to be a police officer. The kid wanted to be an AMT. The kid was looking to live a noble life. He had nothing to do with Trump, nothing to do with right-wing politics. The kid just wanted to live his life, and he got sucked into this, and they politicized it because it was a Black Lives Matter riot. That's what made this political.
Right. They want Black Lives Matter and Antifa to be these brown shirts who can run around burning, attacking, and killing whoever they want to intimidate America into submission and to intimidate the police into taking a knee and even laying on their bellies to them. Remember, that was done all over the country. But notice the whole spell that Soros and MSM put over us because we didn't like seeing what happened to George Floyd has now evaporated.
Alex, people could go look at my Twitter right now. Go to Drew H. Live right now. I posted up the clip. There are literal NPC talking heads on MSNBC saying, they allowed Drew Hernandez to be a fact witness. Yeah, because I am. I'm an eyewitness. I have hundreds of body cam footage to show.
He's biased. He thinks pedophiles shouldn't be allowed to riot and attack people.
Alex, they were saying he said Antifa. He used the word Antifa. As if I was lying. I have the body cam footage. Antifa was there in Kenosha rioting, instigating the whole thing alongside with the Black Lives Matter militants. These people don't want the truth coming out. Even when I was testifying, Alex, under oath, I testified under oath that Antifa was there rioting, and I have the body cam
footage.
But
that's what they do.
They're laughing at me.
When we come out and say they're going to... Exactly. When we come out and say they want a world government forced inoculation, then it comes true. We need to be arrested, according to the NIH, for pointing out what's true. Everybody knows Antifa's there. Everybody knows MSNBC said Antifa's good hundreds of times. But now you're not even supposed to say they exist, Drew. That's just crazy.
Absolutely, because they want their lie to thrive. They don't want people to know the truth. And listen, I don't care what your politics are. I know I say this over and over and over and over again, whether you're on the left or the right. If somebody is lying to you, that is the most offensive thing someone could ever do. Why would you want to listen to someone that is lying to your face? Oh, no, Drew, you're the hard right winger that's lying to me. Am I really? Why don't you study for yourself? And I'm speaking to people that are watching this that are just literally not thinking for themselves. You have to think for yourself. You have to discover for yourself. You have to educate yourself. Do not allow the federal government be the one who thinks for you. Is it really that hard, Alex?
You're absolutely right, Drew. Do 5 more minutes with us because I want to ask you where you think this goes and what we should all be doing to promote our own right to self-defense. So it is a victory that despite all their propaganda and all their disinfo and all they're trying to influence the jury, the truth won this time. But he should never have been on trial to begin with. You know, everybody's been saying that from Tucker Carlson to you to Mike Cernovich here in studio on Friday. And that's really what it is. Hour number 2 coming up. Robert Barnes is going to respond to Rittenhouse and the big vaccine mandates that are so criminal and more next hour. Then Owen Schroyer comes in. Big second hour straight ahead. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.